You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a handful of Red Cross volunteers from our area are headed there to help the families displaced. And KWBC Health News reporter Mike Doherty has that story from Penn Salkin.
The Red Cross says this is an all-hands-on-deck disaster. Among those answering the call to service is Penny Tedesco from Maple Shade. She's been to hurricane-ravaged locations before, but this will be her first time heading to an active situation.
It's a difficult thing to spend time with people who have been through any kind of major disaster. It's emotionally draining, but also incredibly rewarding.
Rosie Taravella is the executive for the New Jersey region of the Red Cross. She says they have a roster of volunteers like Penny who are trained to be assets in a variety of ways.
Just the sheer volume of homes that were engulfed in such a short period of time. You know, for every home that's damaged, that's a family or a number of families who have to find another place to go. And that's our job, is to provide that space.
And Taravella asked anyone who can to make a donation to the Red Cross to help cover costs for the supplies and resources they provide. In Pensauken, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.